perfectly. But we conditioned souls, we forget practically everything. Even this life, it's difficult for us to remember everything. So many things we've forgotten in this life, we only remember a fraction. However, by the mercy of the Lord, if one becomes a fully surrendered soul, then Krishna may give him power of recollection. Not only this life, but past lives, and he'll even give him the power to know what will happen in the future. This is remarkable. People are astounded. That's why traditionally in this world, whenever anyone makes a prediction or wherever there's something that appears to be supernatural, everyone's very interested. Like we have some predictions by particular personalities, and everyone wants to read the predictions and see if they come true, which would indicate that there's some knowledge beyond our ordinary knowledge. So it's a fact, there definitely is. It's possible to know what's going to happen in the future and to know what's happened in the past in different ways. One can know by astrology, it's one way. And in the case of Narad Muni, he knows by devotional service. In other words, by his being such a great devotee, the Lord empowers him. Yogis have mystic powers whereby they can also know these things, past, present, and future. So Narad Muni is a yogi, but he's a bhakti yogi. And the bhakti yogis are the highest yogis. Yoginam api sarvesham lakitenam taratmana shudhavam vajate yomam sameyukta tamomata. One doesn't have to practice the mystic yoga practice, Ashtanga yoga, to be a yogi. One can perform bhakti yoga and be a yogi and be endowed with all the powers required. So because Narad Muni performs service that requires perfect timing, he has to know everything. Because he's such a responsible devotee, he has to be able to travel around the universe at a very fast speed. Narad Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramananame. He's always chanting the holy names, playing on his tumburu. And he travels so fast that he can be practically anywhere he needs to be. Not only this universe, but he's also eligible to go to the spiritual world. So the more one becomes surrendered to Krishna, the more he endows him with wonderful opulences, like his own. In fact, there's even an opulence or a liberation called Sarshti, where one gets the same opulences as the Lord. Krishna is not he's not proud. He certainly has all opulences, but he's willing to give his devotees those opulences too. Sometimes he even awards his devotees opulences greater than himself. They are able to perform activities apparently even beyond that of Krishna. Just like the example when Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling very morose after the battle of Kurukshetra, so many persons were killed. And he felt morose. He thought that the whole thing was horrible affair and he was implicated in sinful activities. So Krishna tried to explain to him, but he could not be convinced by Krishna or anyone else. And then, when Bhishma Dev was lying on his deathbed, Yudhishthir came and asked his questions, and Bhishma Dev explained, and this way Yudhishthir was pacified. So it appeared that Bhishma Dev was able to accomplish something greater than Krishna even. And that's true, but Krishna allowed it. Krishna likes his devotees to be glorified. Just like Lord Ramachandra, when he wanted to cross the Indian Ocean, he crossed on a bridge made of stones. Of course, the stones were floating by his arrangement, but still he walked across. Whereas when Hanuman wanted to cross, he jumped across with one leap. So Hanuman, apparently, the devotee apparently surpassed the master. But this is by the grace of Krishna. Every father wants his son to surpass him also. It's not that the father is envious of the son. He wants him to excel him. Similarly, Krishna likes his devotees to excel him. So if Narad Muni is so surrendered that he's willing to preach anywhere and everywhere in the universe, then Krishna appreciates this. There's no one more dear to Krishna than one who explains the science of bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, to others. So Krishna empowers him, gives him all facility, just like Prabhupada. Prabhupada needed to travel around the world. So Krishna gave him jet airplanes to travel. And he needed money to buy the tickets. When he would travel, Prabhupada took an entourage with him. He didn't just go alone. Economy class. He took with him a secretary, a servant, and a Sanskrit scholar, minimum, and sometimes a cook also. So it's a little costly to travel around the world. But Krishna supplied the money also for that. So whatever the devotee needs for his service will be supplied. Because you're doing Krishna's work, just like the government. If you're doing the government's work and you need to fly in an airplane, to a very fast airplane to defeat the enemy, then the government will give you a fast airplane. So it's not surprising that Narad Muni was empowered as Trikalagya, or able to know past, present, and future. You too can know past, present, and future. If it's required for your service, Krishna will give you that power. Whatever you need. And in the same way, whatever we need will be supplied, and whatever we don't need, that will be withheld. So we should also accept that. We may like this idea, yes, I like it, that Krishna should supply what I need for my service. But he knows what we need. So in the case of Narad Muni, he was given this amazing intelligence. In our case, we may not be receiving so much, and that's because we may not be so surrendered. And we may, if we got much, we might use it for sense gratification. It's like we might be thinking, oh Krishna, give me $1 million, I'll use it in your service so nicely. have so many nice ideas how to use $1 million in your service. But Krishna may not give us $1 million because he knows that if we got $1 million, we might become bewildered and make a compromise with Maya. We might sell our soul. Continuing in the purport. Therefore, after understanding the strong determination of Dhruva Maharaj, Narad came to help him. Now this is an important point. Narad is acting as spiritual master. And when one is acting as spiritual master, then he's especially empowered to deliver the transcendental message to his disciples and to give them knowledge which will liberate them, take them back to Godhead. It's even explained that the spiritual master is endowed with perfect intelligence to deliver his disciples. We have to have faith in this. Yes. Yasi deve para bhaktir yata deve tathagaro tasyaitai katita hyarta prakasham te mahatmana. One must have implicit faith in both Krishna and the spiritual master. In this way, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of super soul. Chaitya Guru is the Lord within everyone's heart. That is super soul, Paramatma. But the spiritual master is the external manifestation of the super soul. That does not mean that he's God, but it means that he is empowered to act and to give instruction like the super soul. He's in touch with Krishna. And because of his direct contact with Krishna, whatever he says is as good as what Krishna says. In fact, it's exactly what Krishna is saying. We may not hear it, but the spiritual master hears it. And then he tells us, it's like Srila Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada gave an instruction, you should go and do this, you should do this service, that should be understood as coming from the super soul. But Krishna wants us to do this. We shouldn't doubt it. If we doubt the instructions of the spiritual master, thinking that he's an ordinary person, that is considered to be the third offense in chanting the holy name. So these kinds of doubts are not favorable for spiritual life. Because Krishna is so kind to send us a bona fide representative of his to take responsibility to guide us. And then, if we are offensive, then we may lose that opportunity. That's also Krishna's prerogative. And it's also the prerogative of the spiritual master. In the Krishna book, it says that saintly persons are like waterfalls in the autumn. In the autumn, sometimes waterfalls flow and sometimes they don't flow. In the same way, sometimes the saintly persons speak and give their nectarine instructions, and sometimes they're silent. So one cannot demand. One has to approach in a very humble, submissive way. Continuing in the purport. It may be explained in this way. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everyone's heart, and as soon as he understands that a living entity is serious about entering devotional service, he sends his representative. In this way, Narad was sent to Dhruva Maharaj. So that means it's not an accident. Meeting the spiritual master is not an accidental thing. It is an arrangement. Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasari Bhai Bhakti Latabid. When Krishna sees that a particular living entity is ready and desiring spiritual knowledge, then he sends his representative, the Guru. It's not an accident. Continuing. In this way, Narad was sent to Dhruva Maharaj. This is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Abhij. By the grace of the spiritual master and the Krishna, one can enter into devotional service. Because of Dhruva Maharaj's determination, Krishna, the Supersoul, immediately sent his representative Narada to initiate him. So, the devotee simply has to adjust his desire. Everyone has to adjust their desire, because everyone can become a devotee. Even if someone at present is a materialist, an atheist, or what have you, he simply needs to adjust his desire. His birth or his present situation is not the all-in-all. If he changes his desire, then he can become the most exalted saintly person, despite whatever position he may be in. And how does that desire change? That desire changes by the association of the devotees. By associating with devotees, one develops the right desire. Because their influence is so strong. Just like if you associate closely with fire, then you become hot. Similarly, if you associate with the devotees of the Lord, then you become Krishna conscious. Develop their desire. Devotee, he's given perfect intelligence. Tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upiyantite tesham nityabhiyuktanam tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. Those who are always engaged in worshipping the Lord with love and devotion, for them, Krishna says, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. There's no limit to how much intelligence a devotee can be given to spread Krishna consciousness. That's the real intelligence. How to go back to Godhead. And going back to Godhead means for us to engage in preaching work. If one engages fully in preaching work, then he's considered Jivan Mukta. He's considered liberated, even in this body. He's already back to Godhead. He's already associating with Krishna at every moment. Therefore, to associate with him means also to associate with Krishna. Because Krishna is not limited. Goloka eva nivasatya ki latma bhuto. He's situated in Goloka, but at the same time, he expands himself in so many different ways. He's in everyone's heart as Supersoul, and he appears in his Archa Vigraha, deity form. Or even when he comes to this world, Krishna is able to expand himself. When he was dancing with the gopis, all the gopis wanted Krishna to be by their side. So Krishna expanded himself to fulfill their desire. get the opportunity to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, we should take it very seriously. This is the most rare opportunity, the most valuable chance we've ever gotten. This is the chance to get out of the material world, to get saved from the ocean of material existence. And we must be ready to pass the test of the spiritual master. Sometimes the spiritual master may give us a test to see whether we're sincere to make spiritual advancement, whether we're real candidates. So in our movement, one of the tests is before becoming initiated, is one has to follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds for at least 1 year. That's the preliminary test. And then one must make vows that he will continue to follow these principles throughout his life. If he passed that test, then the spiritual master will accept him. And once he's accepted by the spiritual master, means he's accepted by Krishna. To become initiated is not a light thing. It's not just a formality. It means that one has been accepted by Krishna. And this means that one is given special blessings by the spiritual master and Krishna to go back to home, back to Godhead, to make advancement. But if one, after taking initiation, does not keep his vows, then he cannot expect that he will get the same benefit. In other words, the initiation is a contract. The spiritual master is agreeing to give instructions how to go back to Godhead. Perfect instructions. Perfect directions. And if the disciple agrees to follow them, then he will definitely go back to Godhead. And not only are the instructions given by the spiritual master, but the ability to follow them is also provided. So these are some points about this verse. Are there any questions or comments? Can one become self-realized without a spiritual master? No, not generally. So that's not the general process. Yogis may try to do that. But that type of yoga practice is not very recommended in this age. Try to put it on that. Or if one tries to come up with his own method or own philosophy by speculation, our bodies may also speculate, try to understand. But the Lord is not so easy to understand. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atmabhakto. Even by studying the Vedas for thousands and thousands of years, one will not understand. One will not. Or the yogis, pantastikoti shatavatsarasam pragamyo, ayoratapi manaso munipungavano. The munis, the expert yogis, even traveling at the speed of mind for thousands and thousands of years, cannot approach the lotus feet of the Lord just to get a glimpse. So how powerful you may be, as a yogi or as a speculator, philosopher. No, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. The mercy of the spiritual master, one gets Krishna. One cannot get Krishna directly. Krishna doesn't give himself that way. Discrimination between devotees and non-devotees is reserved for the first-class devotees. Yes, because they see everyone as serving Krishna. But if someone imitates that, a second-class or third-class devotee, then it doesn't work. That particular realization is reserved for the first-class devotees. Another? Yes? Shopper. Should the disciple consider his spiritual master to be as good as Krishna? Yes. Sakshad hari tana samasta shastre ruktastata bhavyat eva sadhi kintu prapoya prevatasya mandegaroshi charanaravan. Spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he's very dear to the Lord. And Krishna, well, the example is love. The saying is, love me, love my dog. It's like if you go up and you meet a gentleman who's walking his dog, and you shake the man's hand and you say, it's so nice to see you, and then you kick his dog in the face. What will the man think? Will he be pleased with you that you shook his hand? Or maybe you gave him a gift even. Give him a nice gift, shake his hand, and you kick his dog. He'll be very upset. So, it's not enough just to show one's affection and love for God. That, of course, is third class. The Kanishtha or neophyte devotees, they cannot understand how to respect a devotee. Therefore, they're not in the elevated stage. They're still in the very lower stage. They appreciate God in the temple, the deity, to some extent, but they are not able to appreciate the devotee. So when one is more advanced, then he appreciates the devotee, takes initiation, and follows his instructions very attentively. Spiritual master, because how will we get Krishna? For us, Krishna is not so easily accessible because we're contaminated. So in our contaminated state, how can we approach Krishna? It is only by the mercy of the spiritual master who is willing to come and give us contaminated folks his pure association and purify us. It's like a doctor. Let's say you're in the jungle and you have some disease, you can't make it to the hospital, but the doctor may come to you. So that is special mercy when the doctor comes out to where you are to treat you. It's as good as having the hospital there, because the doctors come. So similarly, spiritual master's association is as good as the association of Krishna. Any other? Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.